202. A sick child. Speed up, honey. We can't spare the time. The school nurse said Joey was really sick. He couldn't even speak for himself, Molly said. I know, Ned replied, but I don't want to get a speeding ticket. The speed limit here is only 35 miles per hour. Don't worry. We'll get there sooner or later. He'll still be alive. Molly punched him. Oh, stop joking. Maybe he really is sick. I know, I know. It's just that I'm so used to Joey tricking us that it's hard to speculate on him even catching a real cold for once in his life. It's sort of strange. Yeah, this has sparked my interest as well. But the school nurse is supposed to specialize in childhood diseases, so she would know. We'll see, Ned answered. When they arrived, the nurse met them at the door. Thanks for your assistance. He has a minor sore throat, but I think he should get some rest before it turns into bronchitis or something. If he just rests for a while at home, it should sort itself out in a couple of days. Great, Ned said. A couple days home for just a sore throat. All this worry for nothing. If I may speak my mind, the nurse said. Molly and Ned consented. Joey seems to be having a hard time at school. Maybe that's why he so often pretends to be sick. Take this time to talk to him. Find out what's wrong. That might really help. And let the healing process speak for itself. You'll know the sore throat is gone when Joey's normal voice returns. Molly and Ned nodded. This time they would talk more to Joey.